had a gauge on Freo. Obviously, pretty poor to start with, but they've been able to string a couple of good performances.
Yeah, I think in those 10 games, they're still pretty competitive. They haven't been blown out of the water, so the last 2 weeks we've really looked at. You know, they've played well against Essendon, they've played well against Brisbane, so we know that there's some key things to Freo. Looks like their pressure's back. Their defence is fairly tight. You know, they don't give up scores. So we know it's going to be you know, a real tough occasion. Main, you know, Walters, those Wellers, you know, they're all got high pressure in their forward 50. They'll have to tackle in there, put heaps of pressure on them. Pav back makes a difference, I think, as well.
It's been a significant change from the last time you played them. There's been a bit of talk about their sort of changing up the game plan a little bit. Have you noticed anything inside your group?
Look, there's every team tries to tinker at this time of the year. You know, when things don't, you know, you're not winning games, you tend to just have a look at, you know, the way things are going, what the competition's doing. You follow trends. We're a bit the same. You know, we've got a style that we want to try and play every week. The opposition, of course, try and take that away from you a little bit. We know, you know, Freo like to really challenge you at ground level. You know, they're nice and competitive, tough. They haven't changed a lot, you know. Like I said before, their pressure's still as good as yeah, what it's been.
Where's the key battle for you tomorrow, do you think, Gary?
I think it's containing their forward line. You know, Tavern had five last week. Their small forwards again hit the scoreboard. Around the ball as well. You know, they're still quite strong. Neil's a good player. He's always played well against us. Mundy's in good form. Blakely, the new kid, as well. And their wings, Pierce and Hill, can do some damage.
I know you lost last week, but can you take some confidence and momentum out of a performance like that in a game against a quality opponent?
Yeah, we do. You know, like, it was a high-class game. You know, we've been trying to get our game going. We want to try and play against, you know, the better teams in the competition. There was an opportunity to be able to do that. We fell short. We're disappointed. We get an opportunity tomorrow.
Is Tabana someone you've got to put more work into now, given his performance last week?
He's won. He's won down there. Like I said, the small forwards are pretty dangerous as well. Walter's a good player. You know, Main, those sort of boys, Weller's in really good form. And Pav, you know, coming back, you know, he's been a superstar of the competition. So, you know, we just have to restrict inside 50s because we know once it gets in there, they're going to, you know, clean them up.
You look like you're finally getting some good connection with Charlie Dixon too. He's been an improver for you over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, he's been good. I think the game against Collingwood, he didn't hit the scoreboard. What he did provide was a contest in the air, and some of our small forwards, in particular Young and Impey, were able to sort of capitalise off that. So he's fitting in really well. You know, he works hard. You know, he's he brings a bit of fun to the place, but he's very competitive in the air, and that's what we really like about him.
And I guess, as you mentioned, those smaller forwards, Impey and Young, and also Jakey Mead, he brings them into the game, doesn't he, with his contest in the air?
Yeah, look, we'd like him to mark a few more. Charlie's no doubt the Bulldogs, you know, put some time into him, and most teams do every week, so you know, we've just got to look at the way that we bring the ball inside our forward 50, but we do know that he will provide a contest and that he'll bring other boys into the game for us.
And what does Robbie Gray add to you now that he's back?
Well, Robbie's a class act. You know, he can play, you know, really well, clearance around the footy, around the stoppage. You know, and also he's, you know, he's an opportunist forward. You know, he takes a really good defender when he goes forward, kicks goals. You know, he's very creative both on ball and in the forward line.
Is the size of the ground a factor for you here, Gary, the slightly longer ground? Does that change the way you go about it?
Yeah, you've got to be careful when you come inside 50. It's a little bit longer, so your build-up play has to be just a little bit different to what it is at other grounds. So we've looked at that. We always look at the way opposition play, and obviously West Coast and Fremantle know this game, so we're across the way that they play and what's needed. And when other teams come over here to win, we're obviously on top of certain styles of play that you need to adapt here, and that'll be one that we'll try and bring tomorrow. Just our inside 50, just have to be a bit sharper and a bit neater.
Over halfway through the season, Gary, is this a must-win if you want to play finals?
I think every game's a must-win, whether it's the first one or the middle part of the year, but I guess where our season's situated. You know, we've been able to get a little bit of momentum. Last week was a little bit of a hiccup. We're very disappointed the way that the game ended. 9 points up in the, you know, the last quarter, and we just fell short. So it's an opportunity for our boys to bond, get over here, stick together, spend some time together, and come up against an opponent that, you know, we've always played competitive footy against. You know, every game we play over here is fairly close. it's tough, it's uncompromising, so we expect that again tomorrow.
Do you try and make your players conscious and aware of the ladder position, or do you take it out of play and focus on the process of playing good footy?
Oh, all the players got phones, so they certainly know what's going on in the world and where teams situate, so we just really focus on tomorrow. We know Fremantle, you know, are starting to get some momentum, and it's an opportunity for them to get their season going and win three in a row, and it's also an opportunity for us to continue to try and, you know, get some momentum and keep heading towards the back end of the year.
Is Travis good to go after his bout of the flu earlier this week?
Yeah, he's fine. He's obviously just trained, and you know, everyone at this time of the year, our players carry a little bit of you know, like a sniffle or something going into the game, so that's all it was. He's ready to go.
Thank you. Yeah, if you want, yeah, for sure.